there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Man, a lot to cover, including Paul Walker from Fast and Furious. He is evidently a big-time diver, which I didn't know. I should have figured that because he did that Into the Blue thing with Jessica Alba. And what more inspiration do you need to get wet than do a movie with her? But he's into great white sharks, has a special with National Geographic that I believe is debuting the 16th. That's Monday. And on the National Geographic story, Expedition Great White. And he was so much into that thing, he's evidently working on a thing with giant squids. So Paul Walker, heartthrob, almost as attractive as me, is going to be someone to watch in the dive industry. Maybe we've sucked him in. Or it could, like I said, it could have been Jessica Alba. What are you looking at me like that for, Bill?
Trying to decide who I'd rather be sucked in by, and I think I'm going with Jessica Alba.
Absolutely.
Okay, fair enough. So, something to watch for. It sounds like good stuff. Now,
if it wasn't
for
those stupid sharks in Oklahoma City, I'd be all over that.
Exactly. We're going to Grenada for Christmas. Christmas in the Caribbean, first week of December, December 6th through the 10th. If you want to come with us, all you have to do is go to AquanautsGrenada.com. We are preparing accordingly. We were hanging out with Peter and Galinda from Aquanauts Grenada there at the DEMA show last week. And I'm getting all my equipment all set up and all that kind of stuff for this special event as we take Mermaid Angela and Zingle Scott to the Caribbean, to Grenada for the first time, and put a little Christmas spin on a special broadcast. And I don't know, maybe we'll go underwater where Santa caps. Put Angela in a Santa
theme. I'm begging you and Scott to put on more than just Santa caps. I mean, this is a request.
If we put them on the right place.
No.
Everything looks bigger underwater.
There is not a right enough place. More than just a hat, please.
Well, let's just put it this way. We're going to dress festive for these dives and take video pictures and the works and just have a ball. Peter and Galinda are great folks. There in Aquanauts Grenada. I can't wait to do it. But I was telling Bob Evans from Force Fins about our adventure. And, let me just bring him on the line because he's standing by. Bob, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good afternoon, Greg and Bill.
Yes. Happy holidays to you. A little early, I guess. But getting ready for our little Christmas in the Caribbean broadcast. And Bob, you were nice enough to help me out with a very special edition of a new flying Force Fin. And these things have sparkles in them. And, I mean, these look like Santa fins.
Yeah, no, they're fishing lures, specially made for you.
Yeah, okay, yeah. They have little reflective pieces mixed into the clear red tan delta material.
And I can't wait till we go diving again with
Bill,
Greg.
Yeah, Bill, I got Bill exactly right. Now, you stay up on the deck, hook a line onto Greg, and dump him over the side, and just kind of hold on.
Yeah, no, see, I was thinking this would be like a real Christmas-themed fin, and little did I know, what Bob Evans was doing at Force Fins is just turning me into a human lure.
Exactly.
No question.
Because these little flakes
schools of barracuda
of
will follow you.
Reflective material are molded into the flying force fin, and underwater, the barracuda.
Yeah, what if friends
kind of
four?
Attack. Hey, thank you.
I wish I was going with you, but no. Remember, we tested the sparkles out down in the Caymans on one of those great trips.
Yes.
That we had, and that barracuda wasn't interested in the sparkles at all.
He didn't care, but the tiger sharks might. And,
yeah. Well, we're only making them for our very special friends, and you're. Let's see, Daryl Hannah has a pair.
Nice.
And then Shaq has a pair.
You
have a pair. So there's three of you on this planet with speckles in your red tan Delta Flying Force.
You know, I was with you when you said that Daryl Hannah had a pair, and then I lost you, and I don't understand why.
She bought a pair.
Yeah. Oh, of the red sparkle tan Deltas. I understand now.
Daryl Hannah, is she shares, kid?
She has a pair. Bill, you're all right.
No, he's not.
I miss being with Bill.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. But no, these fins are so cool. And thank you once again, Bob. You are the man. He always hooks me up with the latest and greatest stuff there from the Force Fins company, best fins in the world. And all you got to do is go to forcefins.com and check them out.
And we love Scuba Radio.
Yes.
We got everybody on Scuba Board today listening in. So there's almost 200-some people wanting to listen into the show today.
Sweet. All right. Well, cool. Tell them to go pick up some Flying Force Fins. I've been using these things for the last few years. Now I have some red speckled fins that are going to look awesome in pictures and video. And, you know, with a Santa suit, they're red. I mean, these are very festive, don't you think, Bill?
It's more than just that. The thing is that it doesn't matter what Force Fins you have. They always spark a conversation on a dive boat. Always, always, always. People want to know about your fins.
Yeah, because you're smart using them, so people want to ask you. It's kind of like they're, you know, it's like, hey, who's that really cool diver over there with those? I haven't seen those pair of fins around.
Right.
And depending on what kind of fins you have, they may never have seen them, and nobody's seen a pair of red, sparkly, look at my jazz hands. I used to be on Dancing with the Stars, red sparkle. Tan Deltas like these.
That's right.
Yeah, and they're going to be up there at night going, hey, Greg's been in the water for a long night dive. I wonder when he's coming back.
Yeah, and they'll be floating back with just a nub and no bottom half. But that's fine. It'll at least I'll look good.
Oh, we'll miss you. Well, they're the best fins for you.
Thanks, Bob.
Bob, we'll let you know when he's going in with those, and we'll plan on having you host the show the week after, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Give me a full report.
Yeah. All right.
Guys, have a great weekend.
Well, hold on. We're not done yet. I wanted to talk to you about the Nogi Awards last week there.
Oh, right? Wasn't that great?
That was awesome. This is like the Academy Award for the dive industry. Academy Awards, and it's a Nogi Awards, which Nogi stands for what again?
Grand New Orleans Isle. It was a spearfishing award they gave out back in the 50s, and it turned into being the most prestigious diving award in the world. And we had Hannes Keller this year, Butch Hendricks Jr., and Bonnie Cardone, and Mike Gower for distinguished service. And wait till you hear, I can't let you know who the new people are, the four Nogis this year, but they're completely awesome, and we're going to get ready for Las Vegas, and we're going to have even a bigger party, and you're again invited as my guest, Greg.
Well,
and Bill, you try to come too.
I will do my best. I've tried sneaking into a variety of different luggage pieces that he has taken with him on various trips. So far, it hasn't worked. But I'm wondering, you know, you hear about awards, you know, the Academy Award is called the Oscar. They've got that MTV Flying Spaceman Award. Do they call the Nogi Award, is it a picnic basket?
Picking a what?
Yeah, a picnic basket.
I don't know about that, but we had Scott
Yogi.
Carpenter came. You know, that was really cool. Scott received his Nogi back in the early 60s.
Yeah.
I'm 59. I hadn't seen Scott Carpenter. I was 19 years old when he came out here to go diving with Captain Glenn Miller, who was in that field of gold from the Winfield Scott with Dick Anderson.
I got to tell you, I love Glenn Miller and his orchestra.
Glenn Miller. This is the Captain Glenn Miller who had the first charter boat out here in California.
And by the way, this isn't the Bob Evans who
has a restaurant chain.
Yeah.
No. Is this at least the Chris Carpenter with the Sister Karen and the songs?
No.
I'm not getting any of this right today.
Yeah, you're not. And it's the Nogi
Don't
Awards.
Don't even get into the global warming, Bill.
Yeah. It's the Nogi Awards, not the Yogi Awards.
Oh, it's Nogi, not Yogi.
He finally realized today that I've kind of been behind some of this global warming. I've got plans on selling fins, more fins.
Yeah, no, if global warming takes off, if Al Gore's right, and if the entire planet's going to be submerged underwater, you know what? I'll let you choose. Either Al Gore's right, or let's just say Kevin Costner was right. Either way, Bob Evans is going to make a mint.
That's I'm going to make a fortune.
Yeah, people will need this.
I'm already getting
to
people to be putting them in the back of trunks of their cars in Ohio. They're not even divers. They just say, you need to have a pair right now.
It's like survival equipment.
Totally. I think they should be under the seat in every single airplane.
And they ought to be the speckled Reg 10 Delta material as well.
Oh, no, because that would make yours less special, Greg.
Well,
and you're
true.
Particularly special.
Me, Shaq, and Daryl Hannah.
We're just going to do that for just our special dear friends, because it could get out of control. People all want sparkle fins now, and it's like, I don't know, you know. We don't want to ruin a good thing. We just want to have you and Shaq and Daryl Hannah. And I think that's it for the time being.
All right. How about this? Can I go diving with them now that we share the same type of fins?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, really?
All right. Now, here's another question, Bob, and I know you've probably thought this through. When the people left with red speckled force fins are going to be able to repopulate the planet, have you really thought through the implications of Shaq, Daryl Hannah, and Greg Holt being responsible for repopulating the planet?
Yeah.
Can you imagine what that child will look like?
Hey,
actually, I know what it'll look like.
Colada.
It'll look like single Scott, actually. Maybe a little taller.
With more hair.
Bill, you're too much.
He is. Well,
I need to get on a trip with you again.
Oh, yeah. I think we've been on a trip together before.
Too many. We need to do another one real soon.
You
I've
are
got
absolutely
plans
right,
next
sir.
Year.
All right.
All right.
We're going to make it happen. Well, Bob, thank you so much for properly equipping me for our Christmas in the Caribbean broadcast in Grenada.
Yeah, it's totally cool, Greg. And great seeing you at the Nogi, and look forward to seeing you next year.
Now, Bob, you I know you listen to the show, I know you follow. You know I have a little teeny tiny baby. I got a 6-week-old baby.
No, I need to get on the podcasting. I used to be able to get on the Sirius, and I'm getting up with a program. Okay. I'm going to get one of these podcast units.
I've got a 6-week-old baby. I need 6-week-old force fins.
Covered, Bill.
My baby does not have force fins.
Oh,
how is she going to die?
We make ones for little children.
Did you really?
She's 6 weeks old, so make sure it's on the smaller side.
I'll be awesome to send it to you. I still have a few pairs left.
Baby's first extra small.
All right.
Yeah, that'll be great. Then the whole family can be swimming around.
That's what we want to see.
That's right.
Exactly.
Make them the speckled red material so I can throw her in the water first.
Well, congratulations, Bill.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Okay, you guys. Take care.
All right, bye-bye. Bob. Keep up the good work, my
friend. Yeah, I'm at the fin factory today.
Yes.
You know? We got to keep him rolling out the door.
Absolutely.
Outstanding.
I can tell he's been sniffing fumes.
Well, here's the thing.
He seems a little amped up right now.
He is amped up. He always is.
Yeah.
We love having him on the show.
Absolutely.
You managed to keep him on the air for at least 8 minutes longer than he planned on staying on.
I know.
Nice job.
Thank you.
did he say we could go diving with Daryl Hannah?
Oh, yes, he did.
He said I could. But
not us.
No.
Greg.
Yeah, but he didn't say anything about that whole restraining order issue, though.
Oh, he may not be aware. Yeah. He hasn't heard the podcast in a while.
Yeah. No, I'm not about Daryl. I'm talking about Shaq. I said that out loud.
That's more information than we want to know.
Dang on it. Well, I still got my speckled force fins to play with. I'm good. All right, more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Water and fish. If you pay half as much attention to me as you do those fish, I'd be the happiest wife in Flatbush.
Give me some water. Cause I'm shining down on the Mexican border. Cuckoo water. Give me some water.
Eric Douglas from Divers Alert Network. We're going to try to connect with him. He is hanging out in Manatee Springs at an event. We'll get a lowdown in just a few minutes. In the meantime,
we should have tried to connect with Don Knotts.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, oh yeah. You mean last week or the week before?
2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah. For our seance. Well, hey, next year, next Halloween.
Yeah.
We already got Jacques Cousteau.
Mr. Furley.
Let's go for Don Knotts. Mr. Limpet. Exactly.
Mr. Limpet.
Yeah. And by then, maybe the new Mr. Limpet will be out. So that's a good thing.
Good connection there.
There's a new Mr. Limpet.
Yeah, it's gonna be Steve Carell.
Somebody like that, or Paul Walker, maybe, who knows?
Could be Paul Walker.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, look, you know, we're fresh from the Dima show, and I mentioned two
products. You know, you keep saying you're fresh.
Yeah.
You have not been on your half of the studio, I think, from an objective perspective. You guys should shower daily.
Well, hey. You know,
you are from the Dima show, but fresh is not the way to describe you.
Well, I'm a little clogged up. I can't really tell. Allergies kicked in.
Best thing that could have ever happened to you, quite honestly.
Yeah. Well, I rinsed off rough. In the mermaid pool after the end of the
Yeah, that shows a little, too.
But one of the other products...
Moving right along.
...we came across was they just had like a mock-up handheld or wrist-mounted device. This company was saying they're going to bring to market next year. And it's an underwater GPS unit. And I was like, wow, yeah, that would be pretty cool. You know, everybody's using GPSs in their cars and on their boats. Why not underwater? Well, the reason they don't is because the GPS signal won't go underwater. However, this company is working with a system where you'd have a boat-mounted GPS transmitter mm-hmm. that you would set over the side of the boat, and then you would have these handheld or wrist-mounted devices on each diver that would have like a GPS display, and you could find your way to different locations on the reef as well as back to the boat.
Now that is super cool.
That is very super. I don't know what the price point will be, but obviously price would become a factor. But that's where things are going. For sure.
I hate to throw this out there, but we already talked about using your smartphone.
Yep, your cell phone, right?
Don't they make already smartphone apps for GPS?
They do. So who knows?
Wouldn't this be something where we're just talking software now?
Yep.
Yeah. Once you get that housing. That GPS app could be just another application. Those things can run multiple apps.
Yep. Could be.
Oh, my God.
So you know, the technology that is coming out for divers, I mean, I got to say, this was our 12th Dima, and it was one of the most innovative shows I have seen as far as seeing some things like, hey, look, this is really practical stuff.
What you saw for a GPS was essentially a fake.
Yes.
It was a fake.
They didn't have
it had
anything.
No working parts.
Not yet.
It had nothing.
It had a block of wood.
It was a block of wood with a guy with a dry erase marker just sketching stuff out on it.
Yeah, kind of. but it's the idea, you know, and you could see how that technology can't be far away.
Well, you find the dive site using GPS.
Right.
Now you just need to bring it down below the surface another 100 feet.
Exactly.
That's a piece of cake.
And I don't know if you've seen this Google Ocean thing, but they've already got the underwater charts for underwater. So seeing, you know, if you go to Google Ocean, that's a new technology that's, you know, based on the whole Google Maps things and all that stuff. They had some of that stuff on display at Dima, too. I didn't get to see that firsthand, but I heard that was quite impressive technology. So it's all starting to come together. It's going to be very exciting, I think, over the next couple of years for underwater, GPS, dive computer type technology, bringing all this stuff together. I think it's going to be pretty amazing things that happen over the next 5 years.
Of course, on the other side of that, Big Brother will be able to find you anywhere on the planet, including 120 feet below the surface.
Exactly. So much for telling the spouse or girlfriend, wife, whatever, that you don't have your cell phone with you. You can't talk. No more excuses, even when you're diving. I think that's on its way out the window. All right, so there's our recap of the Dima show. Look, while I was gone, though, I got this email, and I get this stuff all the time. You know, Scuba Radio's done very well over the last 11, 12 years, and we do get emails from all over the planet now, which is quite humbling at times. Sometimes, you know, the language barrier creates a problem on email, and I'll get some kind of cryptic message asking me a question. And I got one right here that at first I started answering it, and I thought it was no big deal. And then I thought, after someone mentioned something to me that, hey, Greg, are you communicating with terrorists? I'll tell you about it next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection. This little radio show has brought us closer together with folks on all sides of the planet. And I got an email, kind of cryptic, and I get this periodically, you know, when you get into the whole language barrier thing. I mean, I know English kind of halfway as it is. So when someone starts emailing me, you know, and you can tell they're not quite together on their English.
Are they a member of royalty from Ethiopia?
Yeah, it could be. It's hard to say. But here's what the question is. Greg, look, I have five people that are coming to the States and would like to get them certified to dive and would hope you have a POS machine and credit card machine to accept the charges immediately. I'm ready to make a deposit. And you know, basically saying, Greg, would you teach me? I am a dive instructor. I'm a PADI dive instructor.
Right.
And I was thinking, well, maybe he just had heard that, you know.
That you are so fantastic.
No, well, or got my name from the PADI.com list as dive instructors or something, and that we're in Orlando and he was coming to here for the holidays. But it was real cryptic. And I just emailed back and said, hey, I'm not sure how you got my name, but, you know, or how I was referred to you or how you referred to me, but I'm more than happy to help you out. Give me a call. And then he emails back, says, thanks. I have five people. We want to get certified for PADI. We have paid transport consultant who will take care of all the accommodations and flights. And we have that all covered. Just let me know how much it would be ASAP. Want to talk to you soon. Mr. Rashi. And I'm like, wow, gosh, this guy, you know, we're not connecting.
Did it say where he was from?
It doesn't say. Mr. Rashi is how he signed it. And I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, we're having some communication barrier, right? And I'm talking to Scott, Captain Scott, right?
Yes.
And we were down in Fort Lauderdale. I'm telling him about this. I was like, I got this email. I don't know what to think about this. I don't really do, you know, take students off the street like that, even though I'm a dive instructor. But he goes, well, Mr. Rashi, that sounds like one of those dive terrorists. I'm like, what? And then I started, ooh, I don't know. Maybe. Could it be? No. No. Could it be?
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Alright, I've given the email to Bill, the producer. He is analyzing it, running it through fingerprints, analysis, the whole thing. Bill, what is your conclusion? What do you think? Is that email?
Clearly, the person is not from the United States.
Okay.
Because nobody in the United States says, so send me the total cost of the open water course in U.S. dollars for payment.
Yeah.
But normally, people that book international purchases let you know, I don't know, where they're from.
Right. So that's
or
red
their
flag
first
number one.
Name.
Yeah.
We only know that
his first name is Mr.
His first initial is M. Merrick. I would be skeptical of this.
Yeah.
But more skeptical that the original communication started a month ago. Have you heard anything since October 25th?
No.
I think you can probably pass on it. They probably made other arrangements.
I would think you're right. But remember, about a year ago, the government actually did tell us to be on the lookout.
Oh, that was longer than a year ago.
Well, yeah, maybe a couple. To be on the lookout for suspicious activity, for people wanting to learn
people
how to dive.
People wanting to learn to dive is not suspicious. People saying, I only care how to breathe until I get someplace is suspicious.
The fact that they came to me, now that's suspicious. If they've listened to this show, surely they would have known better.
You know, you make a strong argument.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think Mr. What's it, Rancy? What do you think it is?
I think it's Raisi.
Raisi. I'm sure he's a great guy, and I don't mean to paint this in a bad light, but it's just weird. And I hope he gets the dive instruction he needs if he's legit, and if he's not, well, that I hope he gets what's coming to him as well. But
and by the way,
yeah,
you only think the English is bad. The English is, I would go so far as to say, flawless.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just me.
Well, there you go.
Okay, fair enough. All right, well, there you go. Yeah, we throw this stuff out there every once in a while. And basically, if you want me to teach you how to dive, use your first name, tell me where you're from, and be willing to pay big bucks, because I don't do it cheap.
And it would really help if you, somewhere in the body of your email, mentioned that you would make an attractive mermaid.
Exactly. That we have our standards.
Oh, no, we have no standards, but we have our requirements.
Okay. And speaking of those, we have one of them who passed those requirements with flying colors. That would be Mermaid Amy.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, I'm so taken with her.
Flabbergasted.
Yes.
What have you done, Amy, to Greg the Dive Master? He is without words.
Have you seen the librarian? Oh, my God. This is Amy the librarian.
You need to put a picture of me up.
We do. We're working on it. We got some new pictures.
Just so I understand, Amy the librarian?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is he saying that you're
a librarian, apparently, now?
Yes.
Do you look like Noah Wiley?
No, a little cuter than that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not as tall.
Yeah, she does, she has this whole, you know, librarian kind of look that, you know, it's
the dirty secretary thing.
Exactly. It's the glasses that really work.
It is.
Yeah.
It's the glasses,
yeah,
curly hair that I kind of put up in a little bun. So.
Yeah. But mm-hmm. Then when she lets her hair down, takes the glasses off, look out, baby.
Exactly. Woo! Watch out. The leather and chains come out.
Oh, you wanted to see me, Mr. Holt?
Can I tie you up?
Yeah. Wow.
What? Hold on.
That's
yeah.
The boating show.
Hold on. Somebody hit the fast forward button. What happened?
I was going to think she was going to say something about the Dewey Decimal System. And
wow.
Look out. Okay, well, anyway, Amy was at DEMA last week.
Yes,
and, yes, I was.
And she was doing up the mermaid thing in fine form. We will get videos and pictures up at scubaradio.com soon. But she went on a dive here in Orlando. We're going to talk about it next.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
All right, Mermaid Amy, better known as the Librarian, is on the line. She was working with us last week at the Dima Show, posing appropriately by the Scuba Radio tank, Mermaid
How come
tank.
We can't get any of these mermaids to pose inappropriately? That's the question I have.
Just a matter of time. Just a matter of time. But Amy, you know, after she did her mermaid shtick and walked the aisles of the Dima Show, actually went over to...
Hold on. Her mermaid stick involved walking the aisles?
Okay. We sent her to Disney World.
Ah!
She dove the tank there at Epcot. Now, how was it for you, Amy? That was the first time, wasn't it?
It was, and it was a totally unexpected trip, and it was a lot of fun. So we had a great backstage tour. A lot of the staff was great, and diving the tank was awesome. It was a 40-minute dive, and the best part, I think, was going past the windows of the restaurant that, you know, overlooked into the tank. So it was all the little kids that were all excited to see people waving to them, you know, and it wasn't just the fish they were looking at.
They're like, hey, Mommy, that's the librarian. Okay,
you know, I'll tell you, my favorite part of an Epcot dive is the gearing up, the schlepping of the gear.
Because, why is that?
Well, because it was, I think, a grand total of about 4.5 feet that I needed to manage my gear. That somebody else held my tank while I put my BC on, I fell into the water, I came back out of the water, and somebody took my BC off. I had to kind of scooch my butt up and down off the edge. That's all the gear schlepping I had to do.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't provide your own gear, which is good, so they clean all their own gear after you take it off. So if you had a mask, that was really all that was required. So that's all you do is jump in the water and you jumped out.
Yeah.
You have somebody else clean it for you.
They have so much help there. The Seven Dwarfs, Mickey, Minnie, Donald, they just take all your gear. You don't have to lift anything. It's a true Disney experience. But it's cool, isn't it, Amy?
It is.
Getting in the water with all the fish, but like you said, making faces at the guests there at the aquarium. That's kind of a fun experience in its own right.
Right, right. We got to see, where they prepare all the food and the husbandry department and, you know, the whole backstage tour with the filters and the holding area for the water in case, you know, something may happen, you know, if ever, God forbid. But, you know, if they had to empty the tank, they said it would take them 2 minutes to do it. And it's almost a 6 million gallon tank, so that's pretty amazing.
It would take them 2 minutes to empty that tank?
That's what they said, 2 minutes.
Yeah, and I'm sure they gave you the statistic that the Living Seas Pavilion there at Epcot, if you actually took the giant golf ball at Epcot and dropped it in the tank, it would be submerged.
Yes, and there would still be room around it.
Yeah.
So you can see how big this thing actually is.
It's one of the largest aquariums in the States, for sure,
mm-hmm.
or the world, for that matter. But, I'm glad you had a good time, Amy.
Yes, and, it was fantastic.
Thanks for helping out at the DEMA show. I appreciate you doing your little mermaid shtick. And I know we're going to plan to do this again with you in Chicago, your stomping grounds, correct?
Yes. You are coming up here to see me for once.
Yes.
And hopefully it won't be under snow like it was last year.
Yeah, well, if it is, we'll throw you in the snow and do
this
mermaid.
This is smart thinking
angels.
On your part. Finally, you've got a mermaid for Chicago who's used to the cold.
That's right.
Yep.
And not afraid to be out in it either.
And she's the librarian.
And I'm a librarian, right.
Just like the librarian.
She just has this whole look. Trust me.
Okay.
It works. It's Mermaid Amy. You're going to hear more about
Amy.
Her. Amy.
Okay. All right.
In future editions of the Big Show. She's heading out to an event tonight in Chicago. We'll talk about that next week with the friends from our friends from Dive Heart. But in the meantime, let's move on. Eric Douglas is on location today at Manatee Springs. No mermaids within viewing distance of him, I don't believe. Is that right, Eric?
No, there are no mermaids close at hand here.
What about manatees? It's called Manatee Springs, but I don't know. Are they around?
Maybe a little
no?
early.
Might be.
No, you know, actually, I heard somebody say that they saw a couple manatees, a couple of adults and a baby today, but I haven't seen them myself.
But then they corrected themselves, said it was two overweight divers with a kid. No.
Overweight snorkelers. There are no overweight divers.
Oh, good point. This is true. Let's protect
Black
our own.
Black is slimming.
So, Eric, what are you doing there in Manatee Springs today? What's going on?
I am representing the fine organization I work for. DUI, Divers Unlimited, is doing one of their dog rallies here at Manatee Springs. Great opportunity for everybody to come out and try on dry suits and just experience the as many dry suits as they can squeeze in a day. But they invite us, the people from Dan, to come out when we get a chance to just set up a booth and talk about Dan and meet divers and hang out. And it's a great time. It's a great opportunity for us to get out and mingle with a couple hundred hardcore divers in a weekend and talk about Dan.
Yeah, well, it is a cool event because, you know, dry suit diving, especially for us folks in Florida, a little foreign, and you know, it's not something we have to experience too often. But when you get into the springs where it's 72 degrees year round, you know, having a dry suit in the winter months definitely can make a big difference. And if you've never done it, it can be a substantial investment in something that you really want to kind of, you know, try it before you dive it or buy it, so to speak. And these DUI dog day rallies allow you to do this, right?
Exactly. They bring out a couple hundred different dry suits. All different sizes and shapes, and all their different styles too. So you know, whether you want the tri-laminate or the crushed neoprene or whatever you want to try, and you can try them all. So you can try figure out which one you like the best. But it's been a great day, and we'll be here all day again tomorrow as well.
Cool, Ned. You get in the water yourself, Eric, or you just been shaking hands, kissing babies, and making
dates? I actually got a chance to get in the water yesterday afternoon. On Fridays, before the dog day itself, they always do a day just for public safety divers. So we had a group of about 30 police divers come out and go through some lectures and presentations, and then they got to get in the water as well. And I got in the water with them, and I dived the springs. It was a lot of fun. Good day.
Cool. All right. Well, Eric, thanks for checking in, bud. Appreciate it, and have fun. Say hi to everybody from DUI. From us here at Scuba Radio, and enjoy your afternoon and tomorrow, for that matter, okay?
Thanks, sir, and we'll be talking to you soon, I'm sure.
You got it. DiversAlertNetwork.org or booksbyeric.com. You can also go there and check out Eric's several books that he's written. He's quite the established author.
Yeah, he and Bob Evans are working together on that whole global warming thing, but Eric tilted his hand a little bit early with that whole flooding Hollywood thing.
No, I don't think that's true, actually.
No?
No.
Something different?
No. I guess.
Is that from Emptying Epcot?
No, but I do think in his next book he's going to incorporate a librarian who double duties as a mermaid or something.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreAdventures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Adventures apart from the rest. That's why, for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Adventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
So at the DEMA show, you know, Single Scott was with me. He's in the studio here now as well. He saw all these cool new products we were talking about a little bit later or earlier on the show today. But he also came across some folks that were exhibiting from Czechoslovakia. Is that right?
Czech Republic.
And Single Scott.com. We've talked about Scott for the last couple of years. He's looking for someone to go diving with him around the world. You can go to the website and check it out. Evidently, these folks there in Czechoslovakia heard about this.
The Czech Republic, that
they were going to exhibit at the DEMA show and meet Scott. And they are matchmaking.
That was not the reason that they... decided to exhibit at DEMA.
I absolutely think it was, wasn't it, Scott?
Oh yeah, they spotted me and dragged me over to their booth,
right?
And they're a Czech romance company, and they do introductions to Czech women.
So how does this work? You fly to Czechoslovakia, and they hook
Czech
you up
Republic.
With the Czech Republic.
The Czech Republic's the actual name of the place now, and it's easier to say for you.
Okay.
Go with Czech Republic.
Czech Republic. And you go, you pay a fee, and they hook you up with these all.
You can
these
get
Czech
the four
girls.
Date package. You can get the six date package. You can get now, the 12
these,
date. Package.
What are these dates?
Which
entail?
Which part of prostitution is this not?
Well, they're in Czech Republic. It's legal there, isn't it? But it's not. This is actually legit, right?
Yeah, it's like, you know, I mean, you see it on 2020. They talk about Russian brides, and well, these are just Czech brides.
Czech brides. What do Czech girls look like? What are they like?
Well,
they
look like Russian girls, really, kind of. If they're anything like the one that was there, they're very pretty.
Okay,
like they're
the
not
librarian?
Anything.
They dress up like a librarian? Or
they are nothing like that woman.
Oh.
You didn't go over and talk to her?
I didn't see it. I missed that booth, I swear. He told me about it like the second day of the show, and I walked around. It just never popped up on my radar, evidently.
My brother once got a mail order bride.
Yeah.
And you had to fill out whether you wanted to have a Russian or a German or a Czech bride. And he put them in that order, Russian, German, Czech.
Right.
And they sent him a notice and they said, sorry, the German bride's already been taken. The Russian bride's already been taken, but the check's in the mail.
Oh. Okay, wait for it. No, it's not coming. It's just not coming. I don't know what to say.
How long did he wait?
Well, we'll have to follow up with Scott, see how this works out in the Czech Republic. You never know. Maybe a match was made at the DEMA show. Till then, remember.
What are we remembering again? It's always better.
Down where it's wetter.
Good night, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me
be wafing me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go!